We'll see. Okay, so last time we introduced a chakira. We're talking about the question of hefsek. The Gemara said that if you are mafsik in something that's related to what you're doing, like pass the salt or the liftan or even feed the animal according to the way we paskin, that doesn't constitute a hefsek. And on the other hand, if you were to talk about something random or unrelated, if I said hamotzi and then before eating I said how are you, so then that would be a hefsek and you'd have to make a new bracha. And we asked a question, is hefsek midin hefsek or hesach hadas? And what we meant by that was, is it something like a chatzitza? A chatzitza, meaning there's a din, there are parameters. And if there is that chatzitza, it is invalid. You'd have to make a new bracha. Or no, is it just a question of hesach hadas, meaning to say, if I stop thinking about my bracha, so then I have to make a new bracha. We noted that Tosos in three places when discussing this uses the word hesach hadas. The Rush in all three parallel places uses the word hefsek. We said maybe that's an achlokas, but it's not muchrach, but possibly an illustration of a shita that would indicate that the question of is hesach hadas, we thought was the Ramban. The Ramban writes that if a person says Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nia Bidvar Bor Pi Hagafen, because he thought it was beer, and then he thought it was wine, and it turns out it was beer. It was a shayla. Could you drink or not? You have to make a new bracha or not? And the Ramban says that what's the shayla talui on? The shayla is talui in whether or not it's a chazara, is chazar betaus a chazara, is chazara betaus not a chazara. But there doesn't seem to be concern that this is a hefsek. In other words, even though the words bori pri agafen are totally unrelated to my beer, it should be a hefsek. It's not a hefsek. So we suggested, maybe what does that indicate? That as long as you have your mind on that which you're about to eat or drink, then it's not a problem. And that would support the hesach hadas perspective. And you might still use the word hefsek, but that perspective. So basically that's what we thought. And now we want to look for, are there any other rayos, one way or the other? So there's a very interesting machlokes rishonim on our sugya that the Beis Yosef is medayik. This is in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin. So the question is, does it have to be the words that you're allowed to use, like havei lechem or the like, are they dafka things that are related to the bracha? Or can it even be things that are related to the meal, even though not generally the bracha? So the Beis Yosef is medayik from Rashi that it has to be me'inyan habracha. What does Rashi say? Rashi writes, hach si chatzorech bracha, the law mafsika, and likewise if you lechem, nami ein tzach levarech, she'avzu tzorech bracha. So Rashi consistently writes that the reason why this speech is not problematic is because it's tzorech bracha, says the Beis Yosef. Nira midvara, she'af al pi she'sach mitzarche se'uda, im eino davar de'shayech leprusas hamotzi, havei hafsek. Has to be shayech leprusas hamotzi. It's not enough to be mitzarche se'uda. What about gavel leturei? No, that's true, is shayech leprusas hamotzi, because since it's aser to eat this piece of bread before I feed my animals, so therefore it's not a hafsek. And the Beis Yosef thinks this is also the view of the Mardechai and Tosfos and the Tor. However, the Beis Yosef is medayik that the Rambam over here disagrees. This is Perak Aleph, Mehilchos Brachos, Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes, Kol HaBrachos Kulan, Lol Yafsek, Bein HaBracha, Uvein Davar, Shem Mevarchen Alav, Bedvar Macherim, Bim Hifsik, Tzarech Lasser Levarch Shmiya. Bim Hifsik, Bedvarim, Shehen Me'inyin Davar, Shem Mevarchen Alav, Eino tzarech levarach shniya. Ketzad. Kigon shabir ha'apas. Kodem shiyochal. Amar haviyu lamelach. Haviyu tavshiyo. Tenu laploni lechol. Tenu macha labehema. Ukiyoti beilu. En sarach levarach. Lechen kokiyoti b'seh. So where's the deal? Right? Adrav, the Rambam also said, Hifsik bidvarm shehen me'inyan davar shemavarchan alav. Davar shemavarchan alav, that sounds like Rashi. So the Beis Yosef has a very tief diyak. Beis Yosef writes, Nira midvarav shekol shasicha me'inyan achila lo have hefsik bein sar shetesicha me'inyan prusas hamotzi bedavka deha tenu laploni sheo lecho lo mashma malishnei sheomer lachilo me'prusas hamotzi. Then what is the lashon of the Gemara? Tul bruch, right? What does that mean? Take this piece of bread that the bracha was made upon. But what did the Rambam say? Give him something to eat. Something to eat. He didn't say prusas hamotzi, like Rashi said. So why didn't he say that? Why was the Rambam nishana from the lashon of the Gemara? It says bruch in the Gemara. Right? So, okay, so that's Aramaic, so you have to change it to Hebrew. Fine. So translate it into Hebrew. But that's not what the Rambam did. The Rambam didn't translate it into Hebrew. The Rambam altered it. He said, give him something to eat. So what does that indicate? Tenu laploni lecho. Since that me'inyan achila, even though it's not me'inyan habracha, that's not a hefsek. And of course, that's going to be a huge expansion of this halacha. Now, I thought you could also be medayik this from the Rambam that says, Haviu tavshil. Bring the tavshil. Now, why is that a good deal? Because what did the Gemara say? Have a liftan. Now, liftan means the thing that's malaf is a sapas, right? If you're going to put the hummus on your bread, so you would say, have a liftan. But tavshil doesn't have that connotation. Tavshil sounds like any food. Bring the oatmeal, bring the pork, I don't know, whatever it is. And you'll tell me, no, maybe the Rambam didn't use the word liftan because liftan is an Aramaic word. It's not the lashon of Mishneh Torah. But it's not true. The Rambam does use the word liftan, even when paskening the dinim of our Gemara. For example, if you look at Parak Zayin Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Ein abotzei reshai livtsoa ad sheyaviu melach uliftan lifnei kolacha bechon. He doesn't say melach utavshil. He quotes what the Gemara says. Melech liftan, lifnei kolach ha-bechan, right? Everybody has to have their salt and their liftan ready in front of them before you make the bracha, so therefore there won't be a hefsek. You can dig in right away. So why did the Rambam switch from the Gemara's case of liftan to tavshil? The answer is, clearly, and so now the Rambam's basically altered it twice. First of all, instead of saying bruch, he said tenu lecho, tenu laploni lecho, and likewise he said haviu tavshil instead of havei liftan, haviu liftan. So you see that it doesn't have to be dafka related to the prusa shemivarech alav, like Rashi says, but rather anything that's related to the meal. Oh, so that's Shita Sarabam. Now, if that's a good diok, so how do we pass it? We have a big machlokas. The Beis Yosef writes, since it's a question of suffic brachos, we will be mako. In other words, if you were mafsik in something relating to the meal, but not relating to the object that you made the bracha on, so we will be mako. We say, well, don't say another bracha. And that's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, the chatchila, you shouldn't do this. So now let's try to understand what is the nekudas hamachlokas over here. So it could be that they're arguing about this exact point, that if you hold that it's a din of hefsek, so then the hefsek has to relate to the thing that you're making the bracha on. In other words, since it's shayach to the davar shebirech alav, so it's not a hefsek. But if you hold it's a matter of hesach hadas, so then since it's meal related, there's no hesach hadas. Anything that's meal-related won't be Hesach Hadas. Now, the Beis Yosef is a medayik that Tosos agrees to Rashi. So if this Vart is right, so then it doesn't fit with the diuk that we had before in Tosos of Hesach Hadas versus Hesach, which is okay. As we said, that's not lochrach. But that might be the pshat in the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Now the Ramah writes in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Adam sheshachach l'kadesh ad achar shebirech birkas hamotzi. The nizkar kodem sheachal. Okay, it's a funny story. I guess you thought you made Kiddush already. Maybe it's Shabbos day. You thought you made Kiddush earlier, like you usually do. And then, so you wash, you make hamotzi, and you realize, oh my gosh, I didn't make Kiddush. So actually, I guess this is Friday night. So what do? You kaddish al hapas b'achar kach yochal. So you'll make Kiddush and pas in that case. Fine. Aval b'avdallah, you don't have that choice. There's no such thing as avdallah al hapas. So the Ramah writes, yochal tchila, so you have no choice. Even though normally it's aser to eat before avdallah, since ein mavdil an al hapas, you'll have to have a little bite of bread. The Bogen of Ram writes, not everybody agrees to this. He quotes that the Maharam disagrees. He says, in this case, the Yavdil, V'achar kach yivarech sheinis hamotzi, yochal, to asr lechol kodim sheyavdil. Nope. Since the rule, there are no exceptions to this rule of Havdalah kodim, achilah kodim Havdalah, so you'll have to just make Havdalah now, and then you'll make another hamotzi. So says the Magen Avraham, the law, or actually, this is the Maharam still, he's quoted the Magen Avraham, the law, dami l'gavel l'turi. So he has a kasha. Maybe this should be like gavel l'turi. Now, since it's aser for me to eat before Abdallah, so Abdallah isn't a hefsek. Just like if it's aser for me to eat before I feed my goats, so I could say, go feed the goats, and that's not a hefsek. So if it's aser for me to eat before Abdallah, so Abdallah is also not a hefsek. Okay, I should have made Abdallah first. I also should have said, go feed the goats first. But I forgot to say, go feed the goats. And I forgot to say Abdallah. So why is it different? Says the Maharam, a very, very fascinating thing. It says, what's the difference? That's different. Dehasam aser midoraisa. Whew. Isser d'oraisa. Sounds like if there's an isser d'oraisa to eat before Abdallah, then fine. Then it wouldn't be a hefsek. But there's no isser d'oraisa. So what comes out then, as the Prima Gadim points out in this Magen Avraham, is that there's actually two dinim of of permissible interruptions that our sugya is telling us. The first, and this might be part of the machlokas in the sugya, the first would be like Havei Melach, Havei Liftan. Havei Melach, Havei Liftan. Havei says there's no din d'oraisa that you need to put salt on your bread, right? That's not a hefsek because it's Sarchei Suda. And then, but the din of Gavil Aturi, that's only if it's a din d'oraisa that I need to do this. In other words, that's a halachically mandated hefsek, not a practically mandated hefsek. And therefore, it's only if it's a din d'oraisa. Now, l'chaira, let's go back to our chakira from before. If you hold that it's a din in hesach hadas, then there's no din whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. In other words, if it's a din in hesach hadas, so what's the idea? The idea is once this is something I need to take care of before I eat, so it's not considered hesach hadas. So once the halacha mandates that I need to feed my animals before I eat, so then this is not a hesach hadas, right? So if the halacha mandates that I do this, it doesn't matter whether it's a d'oraisa obligation or a d'rabbanan obligation. It's all the same. It's all the same. But if you say that it's a din in hefsek, so it doesn't automatically follow that you would conclude like the Maharam, but you could imagine it. Because whenever we're dealing with dinei hefsek, so we make such chilukim. We say, okay, to what degree is this necessary? Is it a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? So clearly, this Maharam must hold that it's medin hefsek and not hesach hadas. So against the Rambam, and this would be more like Rashi Shita and not like the Rambam Shita. Okay. Now, what about if the Maharam is right? So then it's very interesting because it actually turns out that not everybody actually thinks that feeding your animals before you eat is really a din d'oraisa. First of all, it's sort of interesting. Let's say if you learn like that Maharam. So if you hold that, let's say you made a bracha and you realize you didn't daven shachris. So is it an iser d'oraisa to eat before shachris or not? Pashtus, it's only d'rabbanan. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to be mastic with shachris, right? There is a famous Rambam. The Rambam is in Sefer HaMitzvos. So he writes, very fascinating, it's in Shorash Test. He's talking about Lav Shebechlalos. And when he gives an example of Lav Shebechlalos, his example is Losochu Al Adam. That's actually the Gemara's example, Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel. And what is that? Because it includes other things, right? Hine Elul Chamisha and Yanem Kulam Moser Mehem Ben Kulam Nechlalim Tachaze Alav. The Od Amru, Minayin Shalo Yitom, Adam Klum, Ajis Balo, Talmud Lomar Lo Sochlo Al Adam. Lo Sochlo Ad Shis Balo Al Dimchem. Sounds like from the Rambam, it's a Din D'oraisa. It's interesting because the Gemara Ben Sarimor didn't mention that one, nor did the Rambam do it originally. So it's not clear actually whether the Rambam holds of it or not. It's a big discussion in the poskim. Also, what does it apply to? Does it include water and the like? Anyway, that's not our sugya now, but that could be potentially another nafkamina. In other words, is it possible that all of shachris wouldn't be a hafsek, or at least all of whatever shachris is there? Right? Yeah, it's a parenthetical point. So going back to this question, so as I said, not everybody agrees to this maram that when the Gemara says that you have to feed your animals before you eat, that's really a din d'oraisa. If you look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Avadim, where he quotes the Salacha, sounds like it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's an hanhaga tova, right? It's a nice thing to do. So then we have Akasha, why isn't it a hafsek? So according to what we said, it's a Rambam l'shitaso, it's no problem. Because since it's medin hasachadas, it's not medin hafsek, so it doesn't matter whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. And that's why the Rambam disagrees with the Ritzvah, disagrees with Maharam. Again, it's not a mochrach nafkamina. You could have said it's medin hafsek and still said hu adin d'rabbanan, but certainly we said that the Ritzvah, the Maharam, they for sure hold it's a din and hafsek, and it happens to be that the Rambam holds it's a din and hasachadas, as we showed, and he also holds that it's true, even though it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. And you could really actually explain the Rambam two ways. You could explain that this is minyan achila, because remember, the Rambam doesn't think it has to be minyan abracha. It's enough that it's minyan achila. And the truth is that if you look at the Me'iri, it sounds like it's not even a chiyuv d'rabbanan. The Me'iri, when he quotes this, he writes, it's minisivo seha shel Torah. It's like the path of Torah, d'achar d'achinom, b'chol nisivo seha shalom. Since ho'il minisivo seha shel Torah, litein machol b'hamto kon shiochal, so then it's the right thing to do. L'mashal, at least, l'choira, if you follow this Mahalach of the Rambam and the Iri. So I don't have to say, give salt. I could say, can you please pass the salt? Now, again, if you're going to come out Dine Hafsek, so I don't know, not so clear. If you come out Tes Chadas, so then it should be okay. And certainly if you follow what the Meiri says, because the Meiri is saying that feeding your animal before you eat, it's not like a din, like the Maharam says. It's minisivo seha shel Torah. It's like saying please, right? So certainly according to this Meiri and probably Rambam and the like, it's gonna be okay to say please. There's a very interesting Tshuvas Beis Halevi, Chelek Aleph Siman Mem. In the Ha'ara, here's a diuk, which I think is against a lot of the Rishonim, but as we'll see in a moment. But anyway, he says Why does the Gemara say tul bruch? Right? Well, why does it repeat it? Just say tul bruch. So he says, I'll tell you why. Because dafka, if it's four words or less. Why? Because that's toch kedei dibor. He holds, this is the view of the Abu Draham, that up to four words is toch kedei dibor. Shalom lachem Rabbi Mori.
Even if they're very quick, doesn't matter if they're long or short.
I don't think so. We say four words. So that is a machlokas actually. Rabbeinu Yonah on Brachos Zayinam Beis Bedap Erif writes that Shach Toch Kedei Dibor, even if you're mafsik in speech, not just in silence. We'll get to that some other point. But anyway, what do you see? That he holds that you need two conditions, right? It needs to be minyan asud. It also has to be Toch Kedei Dibor. Now again, what does that show me? That he's looking at it midin hafsek, and he's saying, ah, anything that's Toch Kedei Dibor doesn't have a din hafsek. Yosim Toch Kedei Dibor is a hafsek no matter what. If you hold that it's medin hasachadas, then you probably are not going to you're not going to take this type of approach. Now, l'chora Tosfos is against this Beis Halevi. Why? Because Tosfos gives some other examples of this, right? And one of his examples is what was the lashon? So first of all, Tosfos Menachos gives other examples. One of the other examples of this in Tosfos Menachos, it's Lamedvav Amud Aleph, is Yak Nehaz. Right? He thinks Yak Nehaz isn't a hefsek because it's me'inyan. So that's a whole bunch of things, right? He thinks the brachan kisui adam is also not a hefsek because it's me'inyan. In other words, if I make a brachan shchita, that's a machlokas tanayim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're shechting, let's say, a bird and a deer, so you have to first shech the bird and cover the bird, and then shech the deer and then cover the deer. So, and the Gemara says it's not a hefsek. So what does that mean? I make a bracha on shechita, then I make a bracha on kisui, and then the Gemara says I can go back to shechting some more, and the bracha of kisui to shecht, let's say, another bird, or the deer for that matter. The bracha that I made on kisui, on the bird, isn't a hefsek. I don't have to make another berakas hashechita on the deer. So that's certainly more than four words. I guess the Beis Halevi would say all those things are a different din. I'm not sure. But because it's like one process, I'm not sure. But from Tosfos, that compares the bracha of kisui to this din of tol bruch, and he compares that to Yak Nehaz, certainly see that he thinks it could be more than four words. And the truth is, yeah. Even I think, even the Tosfos and Arsugya is against the Beis Halevi. Why? Because what does our Tosfos say? An example: Haod Yoser Behemos V'Tarnagolim Lishchot. That's five words. So you see that he's not Mak B'Dafka on four words. So now going back to what we said before, another possible nafkamina would be in a case where you made a mistake. Let's say I said Havei Melech, right? And then they said, oh, it's right here, right? This is not an uncommon situation. I say, now usually I remember to say Havei Melech before I say the Hamotzi. But let's say I didn't, right? So I said the Hamotzi, and then I say Havei Melech, and they point out to me the melech was sitting right in front of me. So is that a hafsek? Is that a hafsek? Because it was totally unnecessary speech. But at the same time, I thought it was necessary. I didn't know, right? So the Mincha Shlomo, Chelak Aleph Siman Yud Ches, it was the same tshuva we saw before. There's a lot in that tshuva. So he writes, the davar zen nira pashat, Shafilu im shachach shehu atzmo kvar hevi melach ala shulchan. V'amar avi melach. Afal gav din isbarer shamira haisel batala. Mikol makom en amira zu chashuva hafseik klal. It's obvious that's not a hafseik. Now, it's obvious from the perspective of Hesach Hadas. From the perspective of Hesach Hadas, it makes no difference at all. But if you look at it from the perspective of hafseik, that's not so obvious. Maybe yes. I don't know if it's pashut, because maybe there's a din hafseik, because it turns out it was unnecessary speech. So, like we said, for the Ramban, it would be okay. But if you hold like the Rishonim that don't hold like the Ramban, if you hold like the Maram, maybe Rashi, then not so pashut. L'chora, this might be a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If you look at the Magen Avraham, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Lamed Beis. So he writes, Kasav Bepiske Mahari, Maharai. Im Kidesh Alamayim V'Savar Hu Shehu Yayin Yasavi Kadesh. So the Truma Sedeshin says like this, I made Kiddush on water, and then I thought it was wine, so I made a Bari Priya Gafen, I made Kiddush, so I have to make Kiddush again. Afal Gav De Kiddush Al Yayin De Rabbanan, Gam B'Mili De Rabbanan, Sarach Lachsar. Fine, Adkan, the Truma Sedeshin. V'mhaisa Daito Lishtos Yosir, the Magen Avraham says, Ein Sarach Levarich, Shenis Bari Priya Gafen. I had in mind to drink more wine. Let's say there was wine on a table, I was going to drink more wine. It just happened to be there was water in my cup. So I don't have to make a new Bari Priya Gafen. Why? Because the Bari Priya Gafen I made is going to cover the wine that's on the table. Right? So what do? I make a Bari Priya Gafen, Kiddush, second Kiddush, right? And then I drink. So one of the Kiddushes is totally unnecessary, right? And yet it's not a hefsek between my Bari Priya Gafen and my drinking, right? One Kiddush, I understand. One Kiddush you need to do, so that's not a hefsek. Here I said Kiddush twice between my Bari Priya Gafen and drinking, and still it's not a hefsek. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. Says Rabbi Kiveger over there, Neralini es daiti, kevan in nesach ha-kiddush, amar alakos, shalmayim lavi kiddush, Zehu Hame Hefzik, Bein Bore Priya Gafen Lestias Yayin. Ah, so what are they arguing about? Could be that they're arguing about this very point. The Rabbi Kiveger is looking at it more as a Hefzik perspective. So there's a Hefzik. This was an unnecessary, there's like 25 unnecessary words here. And therefore, I have to say it again. The Magen Avraham says, you don't have to say Kiddush again. Why? There's no Hesach Hadas. The whole time you were thinking about Kiddush and this wine. The Mela, it's not. Okay. So we see here, perhaps, this question is really what's behind a number of machlokes in the Rishonim and in the Acharonim. Now, I think, yeah.
I believe, when it comes to the discussion of breaking up your meal with davening, so over there, Tosfos,
Rabbeinu Yantif.
Right, but Rashi says it's Leisiyach Daito Min HaShchita. So presumably, if you were in your meal and then you would go daven Leisiyach Daito, Rashi would agree with.
But that's a different shaila, because that is not. And what's the topic over there? In other words, there it's a topic of, you're talking about you made a bracha on shchita,
yeah,
and then you davened and you want to do more shchita?
No, meaning Rashi explaining the case of Mishnei Bruche Bahadani Layashi.
Yeah.
So over there he explains that Aval Ze Aval Pish Yodea She Hasid Amishon Leisiyah Daito Min HaShchita.
That's great, because the point over there is like this. I don't think you could have a deal from there. What does the Gemara over there say? Where is it like that? Over there, Talmidei de Rav hold the following. Talmidei de Rav hold that if you bench or you even say Havlan v'nivrach, at that point you have to make a new bracha rishama. And therefore, the Gemara initially says likewise, if you do Kisui Hadam, then you should have to make a new bracha on Shechita. But you don't. So that's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara says, no, shchita, a kisui is not a hafsek, because theoretically you could do kisui and shchita at the same time. Masha'en Kain, you can't bench and drink wine at the same time. So therefore, when you we hold like Talmidei Derav, that if you bench al kos after Birkas Hamazon, you have to make a new bar Pirak Gafen, because you can't drink at the same time as benching. Ad kan, the sugi over there. Now, that is a different topic. That relates to Hesach Hadas and Bracha Rishona, which everybody agrees is a din in Hesach Hadas. In other words, when does my Bracha Rishona expire? When I decide I'm done eating and drinking, right? I go ahead, I'm drinking some water. And I said, okay, I'm done, no more water. Now I want to drink some more water. Oh, I need a new Bracha Rishona. That for sure is in a din in Hefseg. That's for sure a din in Hesach Hadas. And then the Rishonim Claire, okay, well, what about Mincha? What about, and Rabbi Yonta says, yeah, Taka Mincha is a problem because you can't drink while davening. And everybody rejects that view. They say, no, it's different. So Tosfos has two reasons why that's wrong. Rabbeinu David, the Ramban, have a third reason. That has nothing to do with our topic. Because our topic has to do with the question of a hefsek between a bracha and the achila. That is different than the expiration of your bracha rishona. Now it's true, and here's where the words become tricky. It is true that the expiration of bracha rishona is tali and hesach hadas. But what constitutes hesach hadas there is basically deciding that you're done. And that parameter is very, very different. You could have, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yontif agrees, that I could talk for 3 hours straight about the Mets and keep on drinking, you know, have a drink at the beginning, then talk about the Mets for 3 hours and have another drink, right, without making a new bracha. Why? Because I was always siach daito melishtos, right? But if you talk about the Mets, even five words between the shahakal and the drinking, less man de pali, you'll have to make a new bracha, right? So that's a different sugya. Okay, good. I think the Beis Yosef has, we are talking about sort of two options, Hesach Hadas versus Hefsek. I think the Beis Yosef might have a third mahalach. Again, these are related, but a third mahalach. And that is, I think for the Beis Yosef, the question is whether the problem here, the problem of Hefsek or Hesach Hadas, whatever you want to say, the problem of speaking between your bracha and your eating is that then it looks like the pe'ula, in this case, the eating, isn't going back on the bracha. That's the question. Does it look like the pe'ula goes back on the bracha? Now, where do I see this in the Beis Yosef? So I'll mention one place, and there are probably others. But there's a very interesting shaila that comes up about Birkas HaTorah. Right? A hefsek between the Birkas HaTorah and learning. Now, Birkas HaTorah presents a challenge in a number of ways, right? What do people do? They make a Birkas HaTorah in the morning, and then they go to work, and they do all sorts of other things. They eat, they work, they go skiing, and then they go back to night seder and they learn. That's a pretty big hefsek, right? Between their bracha and their night learning. And yet, presumably, you don't have to make a new bracha. So why is that? So there are a number of approaches in the Rishonim. The Rush in Brachos, Parak Aleph, Siman Yud Gimel, has two possibilities. The first possibility is basically that it's not shaykh to be masik. And even though we have this idea from the Yerushalmi of Shonen Avatar, which is you have to learn immediately after the bracha. That's why we say Yivarachecha and the like. The truth is you don't need to do that. Only by Avaraba would you need to do that. If you didn't make Birkas HaTorah as Birkas HaTorah and you're relying on Avaraba, so then you need Shonen Avatar. And then the second answer, the basis, this is an amazing thing. I'll just quote it fully because it's Musar for all of us. He writes, "Shibnei Adam shiragil and tamid lasok b'Torah, afiluk shiyotzin liskehem emarim lasos tzarchehem kedei lasor v'lil mod, b'tamid daitam alimudam lo chashiv hefsek." So in the second answer, he says, why is it that you could learn night seder? Well, because you never really stopped learning for the morning. That's true. You had to go to work, but you were immediately, you know, planning to get back to your learning. not even taking any breaks. And not only that, but you were thinking about your learning all throughout work. So mamela, it's not a half sick.
We're in the bathroom.
It's a good hara. I remember Chronim asked that shaila. So first of all, maybe you could talk to Shiloh whether hear her is mutter. But let's assume hear her is also in the bathroom.
I mean, look at the lesson. He says, "Afiru kashiyot in las kayan, marin lasu tzarchayim kedei laser luomba." Meaning, it's not that they're much thinking about it.
Yeah, but then he adds, "If that's so, why did he add?" So that's you're saying a good deal. You're saying daitam alimudam doesn't mean they're thinking and learning. Daitam alimudam means they're thinking, "How do I get back to learning?" Right? They're in the bathroom. They're not reading the newspaper. They're thinking, how could I quickly get back to Seder? Okay, good. Fine. So what would be according to this? Let's say you had somebody who didn't, they weren't like that. They went ahead and they went to work. Okay, they're going to learn night Seder, but they're not like, maybe according to this pshat, that you would have to make a new Birkas Satire at night. Fine. But let's go back to really the first possibility. So why the first possibility didn't need all this? It just said that you only need Shonin al Atar for Ava Rabba, not for anything else. So what's the pshat? Why not? So says the Beis Yosef like this, that there's a difference because Birkas HaMitzvah Ein HaBracha El Al Asiyas HaMitzvah or Achila or the Mitzvah. And the mitzvos aren't things that you need to do all the time. And therefore, why can't you be mafsik between the bracha and the eating? Or between the bracha and the mitzvah? Why is it that if I make the bracha on the shechita and then I say, how are you? I'd have to make a new bracha. Why is that? Very simple. Because when I'm mafsik, since I don't have to do shechita every second, I don't have to eat every second. So once I'm mafsik, it doesn't look like the shechita or the achila is going back on the bracha. Ah, aval talmud Torah kevan shana mechuyav shelo lahafsik milisasek bo klal. Right, the chiyav of talmud Torah is to learn every second. Shabalo mod kama shel sacha shabirech lamuchich amilsa shekare b'loy bracha. Ah, dekalim emar. And even if you didn't, it doesn't matter. In other words, what's the Beis Yosef saying? It's totally in Mucha Chamilsa. It's totally in Mucha Chamilsa. So when I go ahead and I'm mafsik between my bracha and my eating, or bracha and mitzvah, so now it doesn't necessarily look like the bracha is going on a mitzvah. But by Talmud Torah, that's not true. By Talmud Torah, even if I am mafsik, I'm not such a big tzaddik, like he says in the second answer, right? I truly am masik, but it's not mucha chamilsa. It looks like I learned immediately right after Birkas HaTorah, and that's good enough. Right? Again, you don't even need to do it, only by Ava Rabba. Why is Ava Rabba different? Very simple. Because Ava Rabba, it isn't mucha chamilsa, because Ava Rabba typically isn't used for Birkas HaTorah. Ava Rabba is just a regular old Birkas Kriya Shema, right? And then he adds, "Bodi Eshlomar Da Chila Vasiyas Hamit Mitzvos Kevan Shem Ratza Shalolasosan Arachar Sharish." Just beyond it, really, if you wanted to wait, you could. Kesha Mafsig Bein Bracha Chila Olasa Lasiyas Hamitzvah Nira Sheosa Bracha Eino Choseras Al Chila. So Memeil again, it doesn't look like the bracha is going back on that Achila. Avu Talmud Torah Shchayv Lasa Batamid Kesha Mafsig Bein Bracha LaLimud Laave Hafsig. The chiv of Talmud Torah is constant, so it doesn't look like. So what do both of these answers, it's different nusach, but both of these answers basically take for granted a very interesting idea, which is that the inyan of hefsek, the problem of hefsek is because tzarech shelo yafsek b'neim lo chiyach Shabracha Choseres al ha'achila, al asiyas ha'mitzvah. And the hefsek, the chisaron of hefsek, is when it looks like it's not that way. When it's nirish o sabracha, ein ha'choseres al achila o al asiyah. So that's what he says. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Now, it's a chiddush to say that in the Rosh, because the Rosh writes in our sugya that we saw before, if you remember, that the Rosh says, even cutting the bread after hamotzi is a hefsek, right? You should cut the bread at least, you know, halfway through before. Now, is it really true? Is that something that makes it look like it's not going back? Are we going to say that just because I cut my bread in between the bracha and the achila, that it's nirashos of bracha ena chozer sal achila? Maybe. Or maybe that's different. That's just a din lachatchila, right? That would go back to that machlokas between who and who, remembers? The Taz and the Chassam Sofer. Right? Remember that? Last time? Okay. The Taz said that this din that you should cut before is a nice thing. And even though the Rosh said that you should cut before the Hamotzi, that's not really because if you cut afterwards, it's a hafsek. The Haraya, on Shabbos, you cut afterwards, at least the way we paskin, right? It's a nice thing. And the Chassam Sofer said, no, the Rosh said it was a hafsek. If it's a hafsek, why don't you have to do it on Shabbos? He says, oh, since on Shabbos I can't do it, I'll tell Mishnah, since it's not a hafsek, right? But during the week where I can cut before, I must cut before. In other words, chitoch is a hefsek b'chol. It's not a hefsek on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you need lacha mishnah. But at least the Taz, the way he was learning that Rosh, is that this is a nice thing. Okay, we try to minimize the time between the hamotzi and the eating. It's not actually a hefsek, right? So if you learn like the Beis Yosef, so the Taz's explanation is easier to hear in the Rosh. Now, you could even say perhaps a little bit the Rosh was mesupik, right? He actually gave two answers by Talmud Torah. So maybe in his second answer, he didn't like this. He didn't. The Beis Yosef says the Vart is really much more on the first answer of the Rosh. Okay. The other we've shown him that perhaps we see this concept of hefsek being talui in whether how it appears. Or maybe there's a shibuli haleket, simin kuf samach vav, which is quoted by Beis Yosef, Simin Reish Vav. That might be another example of this. I think, I want to go on to the next topic, but it could be that there are other places, other Rishonim, where you see the same idea, like the Beis Yosef, that the question is, what does it look like? Now, there's not so much formal rules, like we said at the beginning of Hefsek, not so much Das, like we said in the explanation of Das, but really appearance. Okay, now another interesting question that comes up on our sugya, on the question of, you know, what's considered a hefsek or hesach hadas between the bracha and the eating, is distributing the bread. In other words, let's say, it's more common on Shabbos, though it could be equally relevant during the week, but let's say I go ahead and make my hamotzi, and I go ahead and I cut all the pieces of bread, like maybe along the lines of the way Rabbi Shechter says, Kula Shayusa. And then I give them out, and then I eat. So is giving them out a hefsek or not? So this is a machlokes between the Taz and the Ramah. It's in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Tes Vav. The Ramah writes, or the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ein HaMesubin Rishayim Litom, the people that hear the bracha must wait to take their bite until the boteya takes his bite. This is actually a machlokas rishonim, but that's the way we paskin, says the Ramah. So if you want, though, you can give out the bread to everybody. They just have to wait till you do it, right? Let's say, you know, it's a little rude to start eating before you passed it out to everybody else. So what do? It's no problem. Pass it out to everybody else first. Just make sure they don't bite before you bite. I'll tell you when this really comes up. During during the year, it's not a big deal. Okay, you take one bite first, right? It's precious if you don't hold the little mirvava, you have to have a kazayas. So you have one bite first, and then you pass it out. But this really comes to be an issue at the Seder. Why? Because let's say, Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of people you have to give your matzahs to. You have to make sure you get it right. You know, one from the top, one from the middle, one from the box. Measure out the gazayas, take out those posters. And that could take like 3 or 4 minutes. So fine. So if you give it out to everybody, then it's going to be 3 or 4 minutes before you eat. And you have to like hand it out to everybody. Elamai, you're going to eat first. That also takes, especially if you're a kazayas, you're going to eat 2 kazayasim like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. And you think, a kazayas is this big. So by the time, you're going to make them all wait like 2-3 minutes while you eat your 2 kazayasim before they get theirs. What are you going to do? Right? Taka shver. So according to Ramah, it's okay. Give out the bread to everybody. Just make sure they don't start eating until you take your first bite. Fine. So the Taz says, he thinks this is wrong. Says, if you hold like the Sarmi Kutsi, that they're allowed to eat before you, fine. But we passing like the Rambam in the Torah, that the Mivarech has to be Tohim first. So if he has to be Tohim first anyway, so then his giving it out to them is a Hefsek. What does that have to do with his Achila? He's got to be the first one to eat it, so he should take a bite and then hand it out. Right? I'll read you what the Taz says. Read you what the Taz says. Ein lahatir l'chatchila levotzeya l'achlok lahem konjiochalo v'em yamtinu d'zave hafseik bish lama lasar mikutzi l'mikri hafseik kevan shehem yochlu tekef l'ashehem keim l'may d'mach mirinan m'meila yamtinu. They're going to have to wait anyway for him to eat. V'havi zeh hafseik b'en avrach l'achila sabotzeya shu ikar achiyot. Now the truth is that even the Taz doesn't say but the evidence have sake, but at least l'chatchila, he says you shouldn't do this. So how could we miyashiv the Ramah's shita, the Ramah's meiko? So first of all, if you learn like the Beis Yosef, then maybe it's not a kasha, because what do we say for the Beis Yosef? The whole problem of has sake is that it doesn't look like the achila is going back on the bracha. Well, if the only thing you're doing between the bracha and achila is handing out the bread, that doesn't make it look like it's not going on the bracha. It's mamish me'inyan achila. Especially if you learn like the Rambam, it doesn't have to be. Now the Taz brought a raya against the Rambam. What was his raya? From the din that we just talked about in Kuf Zayin Aleph, that you should cut the bread beforehand. Right? Now, even though we know that Taz doesn't think that's a full-fledged hafsek, but it certainly thinks something you should avoid. So he says, Kol shekein b'zeh shuchoytech kodem lemi shelo yochal b'vadai havei hafsek v'lo yasekein. Right? If you should cut before you make your hamotzi, because cutting after the hamotzi unnecessarily is hafsek, so certainly giving it out to everybody. So maybe the answer is no. That you could do before the bracha. So since you can do it before the bracha, you should do it before the bracha. But here you can't give it out before the bracha. L'maisa, it's better to follow the Taz's view. That's why the Mishnah Berurah sounds like. Whether you're allowed to cut the other pieces, so that depends if you learn Kula Sharyusa like a Reshachter or not. What to do about Pesach is a good shaila. It's a good shaila. So what I do to make things a little quicker, like I said, is for my kids, is I give everyone most of a kazayis anyway, because I don't have enough or most of 2 kazayisim if they're older. right? Because I don't have enough in my half a matzah to give them a kazayis from each, right? And then, so they all have in front of them, this is before I make the motzi, most of what they're going to get. And then all I have to do is quickly add a piece from the top and a piece from the middle for them, for all my kids, to be mashlim this year. And that goes very quickly. I don't have to start doing the measuring. I don't have to do everything. Everything's all ready. And then all you need is the regular distribution.
Are you allowed to measure?
Oh, measuring for a mitzvah. Very good. Ah, okay. So Aaron will give us a chavura on the Hilchos Shabbos chavura. Fine. Good. Still so much to do. Okay. So now I want to talk about the next inyan that comes up in this Taisvis, which is the question of two brachos. Are they a hafsek? So, well, not directly in Tosos, but related to, I guess, related to Gemara, not Tosos. So here's the shaila I was wondering about. Is a second bracha a hafsek? So what's an example? What? What do you mean, Ashiratzer? Ashiratzer between the achila and the eating? No, because we already said before, that's a different inyan. That has to do with Shirsi Yadayim and the like. That's, we can't extrapolate from the dinim of hefsek between al netil sidam and amotzi are not the same halachos as between amotzi and achila. Mikra din, you can make an al netil sidam in the morning and eat your bread in the afternoon. So it's a different din. How different is a different shaila, but that's a different din, right? Masna.
Doesn't earlier in Beis Yosef, he talks about that, meaning that if you want to bathroom.
Yes, but, well, the Beis Yosef, I don't remember. The Beis Yosef says they have the same dinim as
Beach. Have the same dinim, but he talks about over there about if that would be, which one you should be saying first, and if it's going to be would it be a hefsek for...
No, but that's the other halacha. Is it a hefsek between the bracha of achila and the achila? Okay. So what did I mean? I meant the following shaila. I guess it might be related to that. There's a dion in a poskim, what bracha you make on crispix. So at least according to some poskim, the Zosa Bracha quotes this from Rabbi Heinemann, crispix need two brachos, hadama and mizelnos.
What is that?
Crispix, you know what corn chex are? Or chex? It's a cereal that's half rice flour and half corn flour. Mm-hmm. So there's neither one is ikker. It's exactly 50-50. There's no rove. And so what do you do? So it needs two brachos, right? There's no ikker. There's no tafel. So two brachos. Good. That's what he says. So how do you eat them? Is it mutter to say mizonos, hadama, and then eat your bite of crispix? Or do you have to break your crispix in half, right? To go ahead and get the two brachos. This is true for a lot of things. Rav Moshe, let's say about chocolate-covered raisins, assuming that you don't have an ikker. According to some postgame on sushi, you need two brachos. We'll have a chance to discuss all these shilas when we get to ikker and tachol at the end of the para, right? What bracha you should make on sushi. But let's assume you're of the view that sushi requires two brachos. You're going to make a mizonos on the rice and a shahakol on the fish. Okay? That's certainly one view. So do I have to take apart my sushi? Right? I just paid $12 for this little tray so the guy in the costume could like wrap it up so nice and beautiful. Now I'm going to make a bracha before I make my bracha, I have to take it apart, especially because I'm only using chopsticks, right? So what's the din? What's the din? Do you have to? Or can I just make two brachos and then eat it? So first glance, I thought, just like two brachos, our gavul laturi is not a hafsek. Why? Because it's inyan achila. So too, this is inyan achila. In other words, this food requires two brachos. Before I could eat this, it needs two brachos. So mimela, let's say I made my mizonos. My shahakol isn't a hafsek between my mizonos and my eating the rice, because this food, as it stands, requires two brachos. That's what I thought at first. Now it's true. We know that lechatchila you shouldn't be masik, right? I shouldn't say tolbroch or gavalaturi intentionally. The only time, you know, it's better to say have a melach before I make my hamotzi, not afterwards. But Maybe in this case, since my food is one thing, so I can't say it before, I can't break it up. So this would be more like we said, Tosas and Menachos Lamed Vav Amud Aleph compares this to Yaknaz. He compares Tov Baruch to Yaknaz. Just like, even though between your Bari Priya Gafen and your drinking, there's Kiddush and Havdalah and Ner and Zman, right? And maybe even Leishev, okay? It's not a problem because that's what you need to do now. So too, on this piece of food, that's what I need to do. So it should be mutter for me to make two brachos and then eat it. I don't have to take apart my sushi. Is that a muhach raya? No. Maybe. That's different because I have to do it that way. That's true. Technically speaking, I could break it up. In other words, you could make a bar mirah eish not in the context of Abdallah. You could make Isman not in the context of Kiddush, right? But still, the best way to do it is to make the bar mirah eish after the bar priya gafen. So that's why it's okay. But in this case, if I want to break up my sushi into the rice and the fish, I separate it into components, then I'm able to do that. And therefore, maybe I should. Just like l'chatchila, we know, you know, you should even, like we said, cut the bread before you make your hamotzi. But even that's not so pashut, because first of all, let's say going back to the crispix. So we mentioned last time, there's a mile of shalim. The Magen Avraham says the mile of shalim, right? If I break my crispix in half, it won't be a shalim. And even though we saw the Aruch HaShulchan said, yeah, but that's if you can do it quickly, right? If you do it quickly. Okay, here it's quick. It's only a half sec of one bracha. So it's not so clear. I don't know. But maybe a shtukel raya to be machmir on this shaila. That even a bracha is a hefsek and should be avoided, is from the shita of the Pri Chadash, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Chaf Hei about Shachiyanu. What's the shaila? The shaila is, when do I make the Shachiyanu? Do I make it before or after the bracha, or after I eat it? So the Mishnah Berurah writes like this. After the gam came, the gam zetovhu. Uvidiyavet and birech shachianu achar habracha shebirech al hachila kod shehischil litom gam came ain zehafsek. So what does this mean? Again, I'm having the first peach of the season. Delicious. Okay. The Moshe writes that we very rarely ever, if ever, say shachianus anymore on fruits because no fruits are seasonal anymore because you can typically get them the whole year. Okay, back in the olden days when there was such a thing called peach season. You got peaches in the summer. So you make a shachianu on your first peach. Wonderful. So when do you make it? Do you make a bar priya eitz, shachianu, and eat it? So Mishnah Berurah says that's not ideal. Why the shachianu is a hefsek? Either make the shachianu first before the eitz, or have a bite and then make the shachianu. Why is that? So he quotes, this is a machlokes achronim, and that's the advice of the Prima Gadim and the Chayadim. Because maybe it's a hefsek. Maybe if I say the bar priya eitz and then a shachianu, the shachianu is a hafsek. So then the Mishnah Berurah asks on himself, this is in a shatzion over there, Sifkat Miyad Beis, he says, aye, what about Gavil Aturi? No, there it's Aser. It's Aser to eat before you feed your animal. So that's why Gavil Aturi is not a hafsek. But here it's Efsher to make it before or afterwards. And therefore, and don't tell me Shachianu is a mandatory thing. It's Rishus. So we talked about Shachianu is Rishus. So that being the case, you should do it the other way. So what do we see? We see that the Mishnah Berurah says, well, a bracha is also a hafsek. Don't learn, say, from Tosfos by Yak Mahaz that brachos aren't hafsek. No, brachos are hafsek. And if Shachianu is a hafsek, so then maybe the Mizonu Shahakal is also a hafsek. Even though it's nogei l'achila. Along similar lines, there's an interesting Meiri in our sugya. The Meiri in our sugya declares whether leishev basukah is a shachian, is a hafsek. Right? So he writes like this. Yesh nagen mitoch kach levarich leishet besukkah kodem amotzi v'adavar na'a. We should try to be memayit in the hafsek between the bracha and eating. So therefore, when should you make your leishet? Before your hamotzi. However, the Miri concludes, even though he thinks this is a lovely thing, me'olam lo shamanu avoseinu v'ravoseinu shahayanogim b'kach. We never heard of anybody doing this. Happens to be that some Rishonim did do this. The Maharami Rodenberg quoted in a Torah, Tuf Reish Mem Gimel. But that was for a different reason. That was because he held that you're chayv immediately, because nichnas leishev ba, you're also mevarich. So you should do it first, because that's the first obligation. But we don't hold that way, because we paskin, we're not the Maimonideans in this respect. We paskin that you only make leishev on an achila, and therefore our minhag is to make the bracha and then the leishev. So what do we see here? We see here, though, at the very least, that according to a number of poskim, maybe Rishonim, a bracha is a hafsek that should at least try to be avoided. And therefore, maybe the better thing to do is you should take apart your sushi if you think that sushi requires two brachos, and not make one right after the other. I'm not sure, Lamaisa, but I would be nervous about doing it straight. Okay. The next topic that we're going to discuss today, the main topic of today's shiur, is the question of making a bracha and kiyum hamitzvah. In other words, when you made a birkas hamitzvah, which Tosus talks about, what types of hefsek are a problem? So I'm going to have to sort of oversimplify and be makatzer a little bit. I think most of you had a chance to look at the Rishonim on this already. But basically, I think that there are three cases that are a given, and then everything else is debated. So what are the givens? Number one, speaking in the middle of a meal isn't hafsek, right? Taka, Ramban asks, according to Rabbeinu Yantif that you quoted before, why isn't it a hafsek? Because you can't speak and drink at the same time. But lemaisa, it's not a hafsek. Okay. Everybody also agrees that to the Gemara, really there's only one Gemara on this, right? Sach ben tefillah tefillah, that speaking between tefillin is a hafsek. And everybody also agrees that if you speak before you begin fulfilling the mitzvah, just like if you speak before eating, if it's not like Tol Bruch, then it is a hafsek. It's actually derived from the previous one, the case of tefillin. Good. So those are the three givens. So what's debated? One thing that's debated is speaking in the middle of the shofar. Another thing that's debated is speaking in the middle of Bikas Chametz. Another thing that's debated is the discussion in our Tosfos speaking between animals during Shechita. And in each of those three cases that are debated, there are three opinions. It's mamish, a sugi of threes, right? Some say that if you're mafsik, you make a new bracha. Some say it's usher to be mafsik, but you don't make a new bracha. And some say it's mutter to be mafsik. Like, for example, we'll talk about the Bikas Chametz. So the Rosh and the Torah quote three opinions. One opinion is if you speak in the middle of Bdikas Chametz before you finish Bdikas Chametz, it's a new bracha. The others say you shouldn't speak, but if you do speak, you don't make a new bracha. And the Rosh says, speak all you want. Talk about, you should stay focused on your Bdika because you might miss something. But if you want to talk about anything, you can. Now, some of the machlokesim relate to Dinei Hafsek, and sometimes they relate to the particular mitzvah. And again, here the work is trying to figure out which is which. So let's start very briefly. So our Taisa says that if you speak between a shechita and a shechita, if it's not meaning a shechita, you need to make a new bracha. So if I did one shechita and I say, give me the animal, I need to do another animal, that's fine. But if I say, how's your knee feeling? I have to make a new bracha a shechita. Now maybe I would think that's the same thing for shofar, right? If I speak in the middle of tekiyah shofar, it's the same thing. So if I shmuz in the middle of shofar, I need to make a new bracha. Maybe. But the Meiri in our sugya says, no, everybody agrees that if you speak in the middle of shofar, you don't have to speak again. The Meiri writes, Kevin shebirach adam hamotzi, also lo ledaber o shiit, ad shiit in apusa l'soch piv. By the way, that's the lashon that Adam quoted yesterday, that Rav Avadia makes a tremendous deal, that you're allowed to talk after you put it in your mouth, even though you haven't swallowed it yet. which is a very fascinating idea why that's true, even though putting things in your mouth aren't machayim bracha. The Lam just said that's interesting, but we won't go there now. Bimstach bein tayim tzach lasso v'anach. V'afal pish amru, shama test kios, b'test shaos b'yom yatsa, uvadai af hu sach bein tayim shalo nitnatar al-machi yashari. It's funny, Raya. It's possible for a person to be silent, but he assumes not. So if you speak between tkios, your yotzei, that's different. Why? Bezuk for hishchila mitzvah. Once you started the mitzvah, then you could be mafsek. If you haven't started, that's when hefsek requires a new bracha. So l'chayra, according to Meiri, if you wanted to shmooze between shchitas, it could be okay. Is that true? Not necessarily. The Beis Yosef says not comparable. Why? The Beis Yosef, Simon Yotes Niyordea, says no. Actually, the Rif, who holds that if you speak between tkios, you don't have to make a new bracha, could agree to Tosos if you speak between shchitas, you do have to make a new bracha. Why? What's the difference? The difference is very simple. Because when it comes to shchita, I don't have to do any more shchitas, right? So once I speak, if it's not minyan shchita, I've shown that I've ended my shchita. And if I want to shecht more, I need to make new shchitas. Masha'en came when it comes to tkios. So I haven't completed fully my mitzvah of tkios, right? I still need to do the me'umados, even if I did the me'ushavos. So therefore, it's different. In that case, says the Rif in Rosh Hashanah, that though you shouldn't be mafsik, if you are mafsik, you wouldn't have to make a new bracha. But even by there, there are those that disagree, that say, no, once you started, there's no problem speaking. As I said, there are three views in each of these three cases. What's the lamdos? So we don't have time to go through it, but I think a lot of the lamdos really relates back to this shaila that we've been discussing. What's the lamdos of hefsek? Is it hefsek hadas? Or is it a hefsek? It didn't hefsek? Or is the criteria whether it looks like it's going back on the bracha, like the Beis Yosef says? Ayin Shum, I guess we talked about it also during Seder yesterday. So I think next time we'll go weiter, and we'll start from the Mishnah, Bezus Hashem, at the bottom of the page on Thursday. One last question for everybody. When do you want to learn Thursday? So if you want it to be in person, then we can't have it at 8 p.m. So we could do it, you have Shir. So do you want to do it at the beginning of afternoon Seder? Is that better for you guys?
Or you could decide
you want it in Zoom.
I'm going to the office to get my stitches removed. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'll be back, meaning I have a 2:15 appointment at NYU.